So, yeah.
Stunt Granny
Here's.
Audio, 1104. Kevin DeFranco, Jeremy Mays, just
Yeah.
starting off like a hot mess as usual.
Well, I just figured we should get into it. We can talk about the coworker habits, the 5-day work week, the obliteration of the family, high taxes, and we can talk about that part. The banking industry and everything else. So,
Yeah, we covered a lot of topics before hitting
oh
record.
yeah.
That is for
That was
sure.
one thing I did not. So when I was at the show last night, I don't care, it's fine. There was a girl in the
Yeah,
wheelchair
we
there.
talk about concerts all the time. Why
Yeah.
not?
Yeah, there was a girl in the wheelchair there. And the shows we go to, that's kind of weird. Not weird, but
Yeah, definitely uncommon.
yeah, like the bigger shows I've been to, I've seen people in wheelchairs. It's like she goes to arena shows. Okay. They got their section and all that. Well, I don't know. It just flabbergasted me because I mean, not flabbergasted, but it was like it took me off guard. Because one, she was in front. And I'm like, I understand, but I'm not gonna stand here and guard you the whole time. Like, equal rights, buddy. So, ma'am, you're female and in a wheelchair. I'm definitely pulling out the "you're just as capable as we are" card. But now she was in the corner. She had a great, I mean, she had a great view. But then I was also like, is she gonna try and crowd surf? Because we've all seen them. We've seen the videos.
Yeah,
No,
that's
no.
no crowd surfing.
Nah, she just wanted to sit in the, she just wanted to sit there. And I was
Sit
like,
and jam.
well, she wanted to watch the show. I'm not gonna pull a Raven Simone and be like, come on, get up. Like, that will never. I don't understand how more people don't talk about that in the wrestling circles, but yeah, and then I felt bad because this is a small place. The bathrooms were the size of a bathroom at home. Like the guys' stalls, like the urinals, I mean, you're almost shoulder to shoulder. And she actually had to use the
Fantastic.
bathroom. So she actually had to help her because it fit in a chair and all that. It's like it's funny. Like, I know there's like the American Disabilities Act, all that stuff, right? So everything's gotta have capabilities.
Yep.
But
But
that bare
hey.
minimum capabilities. Your chair fits through the door. You can get through this door and there's a railing. How hard you gotta, like, how many turns you gotta do to get in? Well, that's not in the book. So.
And I mean, I have definitely been in some questionable situations over the year that they're tough to access when you have full leg capabilities.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, but at the same time, to be like a soft jerk off about this, it was cool to see somebody go to the show like that.
Oh,
Because
yeah.
they were it was a rager. Like, I actually punched the guy on accident. I felt terrible too. I was getting into it last night. My neck hurts and all that. But it was just a breakdown, and all of a sudden, like, the fist just came up and I just cracked him straight in the back.
Oh,
And
yeah. You
then immediately
did the
reality
Daniel
comes.
Garcia dance, didn't
Yeah,
you? And you just
that was it. Yes.
whacked him in the back of the head when you
Yeah.
put your fists up.
No, this
Yep,
was straight in the
I know
back.
how it goes.
I just he turns. I was like, I'm so sorry. Like, but immediately, like, snap back to reality. Like, whatever mood the music put you in, just immediately disappears. And he goes, "Nah, it's cool." Just turns around. I'm like, oh, thank God. I do not feel like getting a scrap. And then I apologized again. And he's like, man, it is not, do not worry about it. I was like, all right. Because there's no guarantee I'm not going to do it again. So I don't know, man. I'm coming around. I used to stay away from that stuff. Now I've been starting to get back into it again. So I'm going to be that guy in an Instagram video, the old man in the pit. That's going to be me. So.
No, that's okay. I have been happily mosh pit retired. Although, honestly,
Yeah, see, look, I see that sparkle.
well, no. I don't want to get involved in a serious one like I used to. I don't need any more of that bullshit. But I would say that as much as I love turnstile, that pit does not Not really the violent type.
Oh, okay. Well,
You know, there's a lot of hopping around, and bodies do collide. But I would also say that the level of violence and chaos that we were involved in college
oh, yeah.
was
No.
way more over the top. And I mean, that stuff I can't do, but most of them now. Even at the shows that I am close enough to kind of do that, I just push people away at this point. Like, I usually get a nice enough spot that I'm at least around the people that still want to. And I'm like, whatever. Like, I'll still push you around. Like, I'm not really, like, this is a good spot to be. So, like, I'll just tolerate the nonsense that's going to happen, accepting that, you know, yeah. This is what you signed up for. If you're going to this type of a show, there is going to be some type of bodily contact, and you should generally be aware of this. And if you're mad about it, it's on you and not on the person running into you.
I think that's a whole generational thing too. But it was crazy. Like, they started going crazy for the first song off of Warp Riders, and I'm like, this isn't the song to go cra but okay. And then by the end, like, there it was all pushing around, pushing around, pushing around, and then by the end they finally started circling, and I was like, it took you 50 minutes to figure out how to run in a circle. Like, oh my God. But it was cool. And I was a little beat up by then, so I did not join that one. But I have 3 straight dollar sign shows coming up in December, so I'll start training now, because that one, that's at the milestone.
It's just like professional wrestling. You got to build up the calluses, and then it
Yes.
won't hurt so bad.
And it is just like riding a bike. It is just like taking a bump. Like, oh, that first one sucks. And then you're like, I still got it. So, you ever been on the floor of the Jar Arena with 3,000 people running around for their lives for an hour before Planet Caravan starts, and then you just start up all over again? Yeah,
And then just
I don't want to hear
everyone
anything.
in the arena gets high because pot was not legal, evidently, at this time period. But dear Lord, I didn't need to bring any to get fucking baked out of my mind. Oh man, yeah, that Planet Caravan was awesome.
And
And I always listened to a lot of I always remember since Typo Negative was the opener for that one. Always remember how many people were angry that Typo was opening for them. Because yeah, it's definitely a different type of metal music. And I've always enjoyed the not the same elements to some of the shows. And I feel like even a lot of the newer bands that I've gone to see, like Turnstile, bring that kind of sensibility to things where it's just like, nah, man, we're not going to just do it all the same, like hardcore stuff. Like, we're going to kind of mix it up on you here so that you get a little bit of this, a little bit of that, that kind of makes up hardcore. And then, you know, then you get the amalgamation later.
Yeah, but it's also like it opens your eyes to new stuff too. I know it's way different how people consume and find music, but like, I still like, I remember we saw Jack White open up, and the Al or Jack White was a headliner, and Alabama Shakes were the opener, and where I was like, who the hell is this? And immediately downloaded the album while I was there. That's pretty crazy. But a year later, they're playing Skyline Amphitheater in front of 10,000 people. So it's like, but if I wouldn't have been at that show, they don't sound the same. So it's like, but if I wouldn't have been at that show with somebody who's bring somebody on tour to expose you to something new,
I
you wouldn't get that.
definitely I do the pre-research these days where I see who's announced and I'm like, oh, okay, like I haven't heard of X, Y, or Z, and I just, you know, hop on Spotify and consume their material. I'm just like, oh, okay, like this is gonna be pretty cool.
Yeah, like the opening band was called Moon Destroys, and it was different. I really don't, I don't know. They had like a rock song in the middle of all this like fuzzy, like psychedelic sludge. And I'm like, where'd this rock song come from? And then right back to it, they played four songs, but they were all like 8 minute, like 7 minutes long, something like that. Except the
Oh,
rock one was like 2.5. So yeah,
they were like rush length songs.
And then it was just like, thanks everyone. We're like, I don't know what I just heard. So I'm gonna try and listen to it, on Spotify and get a better grasp of it, but I'm not sure if it's for me or not, but
Yeah, there's one that I know my niece wanted to see. Blood Orange was opening for Turnstile. That's one where, because this is the other thing that live music, I don't know if it still does this for you. I listen to them on Spotify and I'm like, okay. And then I saw him perform with his whole act and I'm like, I get it now. Like, I was like, okay. Like I was like I didn't get this vibe just listening to your music, but now I'm like, okay, yep, I understand what you're going for here. Maybe still not really my thing, but I'm like, yeah, I was like, I dig this. I was like, this is a good choice. Like it was just a good vibing kind of thing.
It's
At a hardcore show. I'm like, okay, sure,
Yeah,
let's
well, I
roll.
mean, I've seen some clutch shows where they pull out some people. And I'm like, what the hell are they doing on here? Like, it didn't make any sense. And the crowd just shit on them. Like, a clutch crowd's getting to be a little more like, hey, we want our guys. We don't care about the other bands. Unless they're bands that are like, oh, shit. Because I know they did a co-headlining tour with Rival Sons. And I don't find Rival Sons interesting at all. So. We went, and it was also opening night for the NFL, so the Lions were playing the Rams. And Clutch this night was the second band. And I looked at her, she's like, you want to leave? I was like, yes, let's get out of here. And we weren't the only ones. So yeah, that could have been, make them happy. But no, you do find new stuff that way. And to
Oh,
go to
yeah.
wrestling, I mean, that's what, like, I remember going to house shows. There'd be guys that they'd be on house shows. Like, I remember when Kurt Hennig started with WWF and he was still on AWA TV. This
Oh.
is before they nicknamed him Mr. Perfect. Like, the next time they came back the next month and he was Mr. Perfect Kurt. Oh, no, Kurt Mr. Perfect Hennig. And then he debuted on TV as Mr. Perfect. So it's like, oh, wow. Like, it wasn't the same thing, but it's like, oh, I saw him before he was big. That sort of thing. So, but I mean, all
Oh.
entertainment can do that, but, and I guess that's what NXT is. We're just gonna
Yeah.
throw you some people, and here you go. So,
It's definitely the next generation still at this point.
yeah.
There is definitely some indie moments to be had.
Yeah.
Within that show.
Yeah, NXT's like that TNA interference is just, it was pretty minimized this week at least. Like, Leon Slater was the only guy that was on there taking on Stax because the North American Championship is not North American, excuse me. The Heritage Cup is no more. And as Vic put it, which I missed, so I had to go back and see, and listen. Vic said, yeah, it's sleeping with the fishes. So they got rid of it, or it's like it's in the bottom of a lake or something. So they retired it, and I guess that's why Stax got the X Division Championship match to make up for it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I will admit that that was the one part I did not. I was just subtitling that part for people were talking to parents reasons. And I didn't feel like holding off on my NXT viewing. So I think I did miss out on those explanations there.
Yeah,
with that whole situation, because
I
it
did
was pretty
too.
early in the show, and I did not like I did mean to go back and actually listen to it at some juncture, but that failed to happen.
Yeah, I don't know. NXT this week was just something, and like that was a, Stax comes off that whole feud with Tony D'Angelo and oh my God, Luca Crucifino. Who is he gone?
His yeah he has been almost as conspicuous by his absence as Tony D'Angelo himself, because
Yeah.
that was one where you brought the name up and I'm like, oh, I know that I've talked about Tony not being on TV. Luca just poor man, forgotten about when he's off TV.
Yeah. I mean, no offense to the guy, but it wasn't like he was that impressive anyways. So it's like,
I yeah, he was one of those guys where it's just like, oh, okay, I can see where they can build from this. At least, I don't think, again, like going back to the developmental part, I'm like, okay, I don't expect that person to be fully baked in, a short time period.
Yeah, but
Some
if
people
you're going to
like
put him on
Obafemi
national
get
TV,
lucky.
exactly, yes. But it's like, if you're going to put someone on national TV, man, I mean, they've got to be totally ready. And I know it's still a learning curve, but good God. I mean, oh boy. There's some that just aren't. And I'm not saying he wasn't, but he didn't wrestle that much. And he didn't do anything to make himself stand out. So I guess I kind of get why he's gone. But Stax was a major player, And
They get, 'cause didn't he, other than the Heritage, didn't he win the North American champion? Yeah, he won the North American championship at some point too, didn't he?
no, he was a tag champion with Tony D. I don't think he ever won that. D'Angelo was the NXT North American champion. Which I don't know why I said NXT. That's the only North American champion I know of. And I'm sure there's like, I don't know, Chili Wrestling Federation in Fargo, North Dakota. We got a North American title. Like, okay, calm down. Yeah,
Oh
but
yeah,
yeah, Stack.
12 belts. Monet has that belt,
We'll
sir. How
get to that in a second.
dare you besmirch that?
By the way, spoiler alert, I like that segment. So,
Oh man, Stacks. He might be my boy now. We share a birthday. He is much younger though. And then let's see here. Yeah. Oh, I didn't realize that he was had a match on Dark. Okay. Good for him.
yeah, but no, like they've paired him up with his real life girlfriend,
Okay, yeah.
Santino Marella's daughter.
Yep.
And she's even calling him Channing. He's like, no, it's Stacks at work. And it's like, this is that's weird to say. Because that's not her
yeah.
name. So but I think we talked
yeah.
about him before, man. It's not like there's a huge upside. Maybe as a lower card dude, that's fine, but
Oh.
the pairing worked because of who he was with. That was symbiotic.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, some people are better suited as being the number two guy.
Yeah, like sometimes you just need someone to play off of. And maybe they're hoping to get that with Ariana Grace, but she didn't seem to need anybody to play off of. She had like a whole locker room full of people that she could have dog on. Like, that was just kind of the character. And
Yeah, she didn't. Well, I guess she needed to evolve because at some point. It's always one of those, at some point you need to actually wrestle, and she's one that really has not done a lot of wrestling.
yeah, well, getting hurt didn't help too,
Oh, I forgot, 'cause is she still
Yeah.
another one of those ACL
Yeah,
victims?
I think so. I think she was, yes.
Okay. Yeah, I forgot about
So,
that. I forgot that it was a long, like a long-term injury.
yeah, and then, she was always personality because, I mean, that whole thing with her and Gigi Dolin went nowhere. That should have been fun, but, she gets hurt, and yeah, so that was that. Like, oh, well. But, so yeah, but it's, of course, Stax lost as he should have, whatever. So.
I was not, because I'm trying to remember, because he didn't fight Axiom, did he?
No,
Oh, no, he
no.
was, I guess, Leon Slater. Okay.
Yeah, the X Division title.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Let's you
Leon
brought it up.
Slater
We're
is
just gonna get it out of the
fucking
way.
bonkers.
Yeah, he's great. Him and Javon are the future. And I know it's like, well, they could be the future now. Yeah, they could actually, but they're not. So I'm not gonna keep listening to people complain about it. But it's like, wow. I mean, young in the business. I know they've probably been wrestling for years, but they're young in the actual business of it. I mean, they're one's in TNA, one's in WWE, and it's
Yeah, they're
like,
like 20 and 21. It's
yeah.
like,
So,
dear Lord.
yeah. And it's like, hey, if you want to get the most out of them now, cool. But I mean, you just see them, you're like, okay, this is the hybrid. They're both kind of big, without looking big. So,
Yeah, they almost have that earlier days of Randy Orton type build. I know that Randy Orton is just a gas beast now, but
yeah, but it's fine,
man.
man. As long as they keep interested in wrestling, they'll be fine. And
Oh yeah. As long as those two want to stick around, they are gonna have jobs in professional wrestling. If they feel like doing something else, then that'll be wrestling's loss when that happens. If
but
one of them turns into The Rock 2.0,
well, I think that's not never going to happen anyways,
probably not.
so with anybody, but yeah.
That's a tough ask.
Yeah, but the match is fine. Right guy won. Of course he was going to win. I know we're going to jump around, but you brought it up. Axiom and what's his name? Who did he beat? No.
Yeah, let me scroll down to that. Sean Legacy.
Yeah, it's fine. Cool. Whatever. Sean
Yeah.
Legacy. Next. There. It's the, all right, then what was the other one? Jasper Troy and who?
Oh, nope, that's the tag match. Other tag match. Did they just preview that one? Did I slide past it?
You probably slid right by because it was short. Remember, these are speed matches.
Oh, yep, yeah, I did. Zach Wentz
Yeah,
and
there we go.
Jasper
So,
Troy.
yeah, so there we go. This speed
Yeah.
tournament is stupid. The speed title is stupid. I can't stand this stuff. Everybody, in all seriousness, who's beating Jasper Troy in 3 minutes? Oh, I'm sorry, it's 5 minutes later. Get out of here. Like, this is stupid.
I did like how they covered for it. I agree with you that it's stupid. I liked the promos generally surrounding it, because it's just like, hey, I know that I need to unload the arsenal as quick as I can. Even Jasper Troy was more just like, I'm just gonna whoop your ass. Like, that's all there. He's like, which is what he should be saying, since he's like an
Yeah.
extra 100 pounds bigger than Wentz, at least. And it's just like, yeah, I'm just gonna squish you like an ant. It's just like, okay, yeah. Like, that makes sense. He's like, and I think he basically said as much, like, there's no way you're beating me in 3 minutes.
So here's the thing. I understand they try to cover it, right? And by our rules, that's acceptable. But why wouldn't you do that all the time? You know what I mean? It's the old thing. You're not paid by the
That
hour,
yeah, that that that's still the
So,
flaw in the logic.
yeah.
Like,
I
is
just.
that because it's one thing, I guess, to me, like, as much as I didn't really like the cup there, you could kind of understand at least someone getting, well, we talked about the problems with people being pinned in the first 3 minutes of that thing, so I'm going to skip that part. But at least you could kind of understand them getting pinned, because was it 5 rounds actually? I felt like they never got
Heritage
to it.
Cup?
Or yeah, Heritage
Heritage Cup
Cup.
was five, yeah. But I think if you got pinned twice, you were done, which
Done.
was even dumber. So.
Well, and I felt like so often it almost never went to five falls. Like, I feel like they did it three falls a lot. Just because it's just like, guys, five falls is too many. Like, I'm sure they did it for some of the main championship matches when it was a big deal over in NXT UK that I have for years said that I did not watch. So,
Yeah.
it is what it is in that department. But yeah, like at least on the main NXT show, like I feel like they did that five so infrequently that I forgot that it was a thing. More that's why I even questioned myself just now. I'm like, hold on. But anywho, you can understand people losing later in that matchup because you even get beyond the 5 minute mark, at some point. Should
Well,
you
no, I
really be
think they
losing
were
in the first like
there were five
three?
rounds, but there were 3 minutes each.
Right.
Yeah, okay. But we had guys
Yeah, so
losing the
at least
first
that's.
round in like 90 seconds of those. Like,
Oh, yeah.
what?
Well, that's why I was saying that. I was
Yeah.
at least skipping that part. At least you can understand, at least, later in those matchups losing.
Yeah.
But yeah, the main NXT didn't want to waste 15 minutes on an undercard match, so they cut it back to
Right.
three falls most of
Yeah. Yeah. So it's
the
like, all right, good. We covered speed. We covered the X Division Championship. Okay. One
Yep.
thing it's like, did they forget Halloween Havoc was coming up? Because they added two matches at the same time just to get Javon and Leon Slater on the show. Like, why the hell is Leon Slater on the show? He's a TNA guy. This doesn't make any sense. But
Yeah, they love them. Like Leon Slater's on the list already of, you can just see that they're bringing him over once his TNA contract is up.
he just signed, I think, so he's got a while. Not that it matters, I'm guessing, but
Sure.
yeah.
Yeah, whatever. And we saw what happened with Joe Hendry too. Just magically
Yeah,
floats
which
over
he
the
wasn't on
NXT
this week, was
roster.
he? I don't remember Joe Hendry popping up.
I don't remember him popping
Okay.
up.
Oh, I'm sorry. They are having other TNA guys on there. I forgot, but they are the NXT champions. But anyways, we'll get. But yeah, it's. I'm all for Mr. Iguana. The guy speaks English. He's goofy enough, but then has a serious thing going on. AAA has been putting matches of his up like crazy on YouTube, to the point where it's like, okay, so you remember Worlds Collide?
I get a lot of Mr. Iguana notifications from
Yes.
AAA.
Well, him and La Hydra, is that her name? They're the team. And then they were taking on Lola Vice and Lindsay Dorado. Well, if you remember Worlds Collide, Lindsay Dorado was the heel. Because remember, he attacked Laiska and all that. And the crowd was booing him. Well, now he's teaming up with Lola Vice, who's actively trying to get on Mr. Iguana. And Lahidra's mad, but she's supposed to be the bad person in this. Well, no. Like, this chick's trying to take your guy, and your guy's not exactly fighting her off. You're not the bad person here. Like, the guy with the iguana puppet's the bad guy. But hey, say no.
Well, and that's kind of weird too, just because Mr. Iguana and Lola Vice have been partners in the recent past themselves.
Yes, and she didn't like that. Lahedra did not like that. So,
Yeah, I've not
it's.
still really followed
Oh.
the week to week offerings of AAA.
I have been lately. They've had some good stuff, but, you know. But, yeah, it's just, I'm all for it. Whatever. He's the original puppet guy. So, you know.
Yeah, it's just that's going to be a match that's just going to be fun as all hell.
Yeah. And if he loses, it doesn't matter. He's got a great gimmick. It was just like the Boogeyman losing or Santino losing, you know?
Oh.
And Santino made a good amount of money. So it's nothing.
Yeah. Yeah,
I mean, those
Mr.
stupid
Iguana and
Laska.
Yaeska does not they do not need to win very many matches to stay over.
Do they still have that puppet up? Sorry about that. How do you even
Why
spell
not?
Laska?
Let's see if they have a spelling in this right up here. LA space YEZKA. Lyeska.
Okay. Let's see.
Or La Yesca? Don't know. I never really spoke Spanish, so whatever.
I took Spanish 2 times. There's a reason I took it twice, and there's a reason I still don't know it. So, all right. Yeah, here we go. All right, let's see. I'm seeing if this is still on WWE.
I'd already bought you enough time for Pete's sakes over there.
Well,
This is
this is
Wikipedia,
pissing.
that's slow. Is the
Yeah,
AI chatbot
it's
not
still up
helping you?
60, $60, $60 for a stuffed animal. Come on. Come on. Oh my God. That is crazy. Anyways, so yeah. So I'm all
I
for it,
wish
whatever.
I wish his shirt was better than the chintzy thing that they have in there.
I don't think I've seen it.
It just was like his face with his tongue sticking out or something like that. It was just, it was kind of just whatever. But yeah, I mean, that was because I don't think they forgot that Halloween Havoc was happening because this was another one where they definitely mentioned it because I mean, like you said, like that match got made. And the other women's match was a segment that we haven't talked about yet either that ended up getting made for Halloween Havoc because Sol Ruka did not sound like a long-term injury from it, like it was a weird that segment was kind of weird.
Weird, yes.
Just because of that kind of thing where it's just like well, I definitely can't defend it this Saturday, and it's just like, oh, is your injury that short term that you can't just do it on Saturday? And or is this like a longer term thing? Or are you guys just working the marks because we
Yeah.
like working the marks, brother?
So that was my thing. Like, is this all a per like it doesn't make any sense for her to fake an injury, especially when she gave like you know when she gave in and let Zarya cover for her. It doesn't the plan doesn't make any sense.
And she was already ready to give up the championship.
Right. Yeah. Like this plan makes no sense whatsoever if it's a plan.
If it's a plan, it's a really, really weird plan.
Yeah. And they won't tell you what the problem is other than I hurt my knee. Well, how'd you hurt it? You know, like well, I don't know when I'll be cleared. And it's like, well,
Yeah,
wait.
it feels like you've had a week to get this information. I feel like that happens in less time than that these days. So I smell that's one of those things where I'm like, I kind of smell a work here. Like you guys are being too vague just because they've been so upfront about some of the bigger injuries recently. Or at least,
Yeah.
I mean, I do believe that back when she blew her ACL the first time, wasn't she one that was attacked in the back in the shower or something like that?
Something. Like it's okay, real quick. Why is no one getting attacked in the parking lot anymore?
They went away from that. They took a hard right away from that. It's kind of wild.
It's terrible.
Where they're
That's
just almost overemphasizing, they love the getting attacked in the back now for whatever reason. Because someone's getting interviewed, someone else hears pipes falling, and they come around the corner to find someone was attacked.
You know what?
Didn't that just happen with Javon and Leon
Yes, it happens
Slater?
every week.
Yeah, like they
Yes.
moved from doing the parking lot bit to doing this backstage bit where it's always got to be empty pipes so that everyone's alerted, you know, that a crime has happened here. Of course, the offender always takes the high, or, you know, gets out of Dodge
Yeah.
before they can be found, or
Yeah,
usually does, I
I
should
just
say.
like the very astute observation, by the way, is when he said someone's always running into pipes. And it's like there are an obscene amount of pipes around that place. Like, what are they for? There's no cage match going on. It's like leftover from Hell in a Cell or Elimination Chamber or something. Like, it is always running into pipes. Obviously, just because they're really noisy. But it's like, yeah, Lord, man. But yeah, it's because who was it this week? I don't remember who it was. Because it wasn't even Salt. Like, to go
Yeah,
back to the Salt thing.
it was not that segment.
Yeah. But like the whole thing is being set up for, it's still being set up seemingly for Zarya to be the scapegoat. And now I'm like, is Saul gonna turn on her?
Which
And
again is a really weird plan because you're losing your championship
yes.
in this
Or is like she
plan.
gonna get her
Like,
disqualified or something? So she, I was trying, I've been trying to figure this one out. Like where and how this goes.
that would be really weird if she got her disqualified.
Yeah,
I
so
like
she
how
retains.
the review even says it's funny in wrestling how you have to always account for it, an injury possibly being a work.
Yeah. But again, if it's a work, the plan makes no sense
Oh
at
yeah,
all. Like,
it
if it was for the speed title, sure, because who cares?
it's.
But yeah, just craziness. And like Blake Monroe, like I guess when you were talking about earlier, like there's a bunch of people in NXT. It's like a lot of them, I don't think she's really diminished much, but she's lost some flair. Like sometimes they're just down there too much. And they need to go to the main roster or somewhere else. And like who is the Knockouts champion? Oh, there isn't. Oh, no, I'm sorry. What's her name? Claudia Jordan's the Knockouts champion. It'd almost be
Oh
better.
yeah, because her and Jordynne Grace had a segment. Because I was rolling through the report to kind of refresh myself on what some of the other small segments were, and that was one of them.
Yeah, and I don't know. Maybe TNA has no one on the ready to be champion, but it's like, why is Kalani Jordan the champion? Like, and again, if she's a TNA champion, in all seriousness, why is she on NXT TV? You know, like, hey, you need to be somewhere else in Orlando instead of here. But I,
Yeah, it's yeah, that is an ongoing problem that does not seem to be going away, especially in the women's division there. 'Cause yeah, Jordynne Grace and her seem like they're headed for either some type of a feud or some type of coming together type of moment. Which would be weird, but I mean, I don't know what else they're doing. Like, they've had what, two or three segments with each other now?
But it's like, okay, so Jordynne Grace leaves TNA. So, but think this through. Jordynne Grace leaves TNA because she had nothing left to do. So now she's taking up sides with Kalani Jordan because she's a TNA Knockouts champion to possibly have a feud over the TNA title. Wait,
Yeah.
what? Like Jordynne Grace's star has not. It's dimmed. Like there's something just not right. And this is not the way to go about getting her back in. You know, like
Oh,
it's just not.
yeah. Well, and it's not really working for either of them, to be honest with you, because Kalani Jordan comes in and gets the North American Championship almost right off the bat and hasn't really done much since.
No. And it's like,
And got that
all right.
championship out of the and got the TNA championship out of the blue.
Over
You know?
a TNA, I don't understand the thought process behind it, but there's so many women, and I think another problem is I'm starting to realize more and more that they may have pivoted with JC Jane. She has come so far as being the NXT Women's Champion. It is crazy where she was before to where she is now. In the ring, she's far better. On the mic, she was always good, but she's showing a different dimension of like confidence. Like, I even love the line today, not today, but the when she was talking and she goes, "Oh yeah, remember I was the most beatable champion ever?" And it's like, "Oh yeah. Yeah, I forgot about that." Because
Well, I
she's
didn't
not the most
forget
beatable
about it because
champion.
it's still the dumbest thing that's ever been said on TV because
Yeah.
no one said it until like she'd had three title defenses. But anyway, or I think Vic was the only person that ever said it out loud until she'd had
No,
three title defenses.
I think it was after, I can't remember, the timeline's gonna get messed up, but I believe it was when she was gonna face Masha Slamovich for the winner take all, and everyone just assumed Masha was going to win, and she didn't. And that's when it was like, oh, the most beatable one, huh? And then, she lost a TNA title in a three way. She didn't even get pinned in. So,
Yeah, I mean, they've definitely turned the corner on her as more of a spotlight talent than a secondary talent, for sure.
And I think that's part of the problem with Jordynne Grace. She was destined to win the title and just never did. And it's like, I think it's because JC Jane cemented her place. Like, no, I'm good.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely that. And again, she did not come in at a great time there because they had not moved on from Stephanie Vaquer and Julia quite at that time. And I mean, she's just had so many. Grace has already had a couple of chances and hasn't been able to really win anything. It's maybe not a starting from scratch, but there definitely needs to be a rebuild already within that camp because yeah, that shine of being the TNA champion and coming in as this dominant personality is,
Didn't work.
yeah, it did not work.
I mean, she even beat Blake Monroe, and it didn't do any good.
Yeah, she's in a worse spot than Blake Monroe is. I would definitely be up rather up for the main championship or the North American championship, I guess, then.
Yeah. And I was speaking of being
Not.
in a bad spot or worse spot. Hank and Tank just got squashed, basically, by two guys who pop up every couple months. That was crazy.
That match was wild from that perspective. They went out of their way to prove how tough Hank and Tank were. And they just got laid to waste. And it's one of those times where it's just like, well, these are two of the bigger guys in the tag team division. Like, they should squash everyone else then.
That's what you, well, unless you get the dark state, we're saving that for last. Well, almost last, but
Yeah,
yeah, I
well,
was like,
I mean,
what
we're
was
kind of.
that?
Yeah, it was wild how bad Hank and Tank lost that one, honestly.
I mean, they're the ones that are supposed to beat the Hardys in my eyes. But after this, are they
Oh,
even going to be
yeah.
around? Are they even going to be around? Like, that was a really definitive ass whipping for two guys who are featured, and like you said, really like shown to be like, oh, this is how tough they are. Wow. And like it
Hey.
didn't, and like everything else with the NXT, it was just on to the next thing. There was no lingering, you know?
Yeah, and I mean it's kind of wild too. Like, I guess to me, both of their ceilings is a tag team. Are they already main roster material? Like, just 'cause we haven't really seen a tag. Well, I was gonna say we haven't seen a tag team, but then I'd be a liar. Because Axiom and Nathan Frazer just went up and haven't really done anything
Well, I
other
think it's
than be
because,
on the SmackDown hamster wheel of tag teams.
yeah, and I think what Frazier's got a broken nose or something again, and that's why he. I think they're missing, or like they're coming back next this or Friday.
Oh, okay. That's why they slowly have got them back on TV here the last
Yeah,
couple of weeks.
he was injured
Okay.
again. Like with the way they wrestle, I'm not surprised. So, but yeah, it. The NXT thing, like it was, the show was fine, you know. Oh, we had a backstage thing with Brooks, oh God, Tavion Heights and Miles Bourne,
Oh yeah.
and Miles Bourne sitting there going, "Yeah, he's right. Yeah, he's right." And Tavion Heights, "What are you talking about?" It's like, "Yeah, there's only room for one of us on top." He's like, "Yeah." And I'm like, wait, are they trying to turn Miles Bourne heel? Like, wait a sec. We just spent all this time about how he's overcome his disabilities and he's done this and done this. And now you're gonna turn him bad? Like, what? I know well, he already was a bad guy when he was part of the North Quarter Catch Club. But it's just, I don't know, man.
Yeah, that was a kind of a weird segment too, because A, it was one of the longer anonymous segments, and yeah, it just seemed like too much of a actual segment. Like when
Yeah.
someone's filming for like 5 minutes, just like shouldn't someone have noticed someone like making noise out there?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Where's all the metal piping when you need it? Yeah. You know?
Yeah. Nowhere to be found. No, yeah, the
Yeah.
culprit, the anonymous, doesn't accidentally step on a pipe ever. That's how
Yeah.
good they are. They
Yeah.
can get around the backstage chaos.
Yeah, I know we're probably missing somebody else, but
No, it's just no, the only
two
other
things did
thing you
happen.
kind of did the pass through. Because this is the Dark State
Yeah.
had a video package, and then the Hardys had a response
Yes, they
for
did. That genuinely made me smile.
that.
I had zero interest in this Dark State match. Now, is this going to be a recorded one? Like, I mean, they went full on Broken Hardy mode. You had everybody in it, including even Jeff's kids now, all grown up. Or no, or were those all Matt's kids? I know he's got more kids than Jeff does, I think. Well, whoever it was, like King Maxwell is grown up. He looks like he's 9 now, or I don't know kids' ages. But I mean, the gardener or the lawn care guy, I can't remember his name.
Oh, because isn't that his father-in-law?
Yeah, the Rebby Sky finally made it on WWE TV. She was in there. What was the drone's name?
Oh gosh,
Something
I
Vanguard
can't.
One.
Oh, yeah, I believe you're correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, and then they go into Lake of Reincarnation. I'm like, listen, I know. But goddamn, that stuff was fun, and it was the only way to watch TNA back then, when they went full weirdo with this stuff. Does anyone want to see a regular Dark State match? No. No one wants to see these guys really wrestle. So what do? It's Halloween Havoc. They've also had, they've had like the zombie matches before.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I mean, listen, I probably should have brought that one up. But, was it Trick had
Oh.
not Trick, but Mello had to go to Dexter Lumis's house. Oh no, or no, it was Cameron Grimes. Cameron Grimes.
Oh yes. It was
But
Grimes.
then yeah, but then Trick and Mello went as well, I believe. And it was like a spooky house stuff. Yeah, because
Oh yeah.
Trick was always scared of everything. Yeah. So it's Halloween Havoc. You've got the Hardys. You've got a team no one cares about. Let's go. Like, yeah. Let's have full goofy drama. So all four Dark State guys can get involved. And yeah, they're probably going to get punked out by a drone and some children. But okay, so what?
yeah, they're gonna be in a fun match for a change.
I'm hoping that's what this is. Because they've
I
already got a Mexican whatever Liberace match or whatever,
Oh,
like
Day of the Dead match.
that's it. Yes. So, okay.
Because
That's just a
yeah, I
street
guess you
fight.
brought up the other thing. Because again, I did think that they hyped it. I don't care about El Hijo de Dr. Wagner Jr. against Ethan Page. Even though I'm fine with both of the guys, I just do not see Ethan Page taking the L in this thing.
Nor should he. Nor should he. And
So,
we do have the
I'm
main
just not
event. We did not talk
interested.
about that. This incredibly forced and rushed Trick versus Ricky Saints match. This screamed like an AEW match. You know, like you give your most like you're feuding with a guy for like 2 weeks, and then you give your most impassioned, heartfelt, spirit rousing promo you've ever done. Out of the blue for no reason. And it's like, okay. Like, there's a lot of venom here.
Yeah,
Oh.
this is one where yeah, there's no history really. And I mean, even though he walked out on Ricky Saints, it's the first really bad thing he's done to him. So there still isn't a lot there, like, and I guess that is one of those things that just kind of hurts. Like you can get the CM Punkness of the revenge from other people, but when you haven't really been feuding long, it's just like, okay, like there isn't a lot here for revenge, guys, so.
Right. And it's like, okay. Trick's like, yeah, you're just mad because you toiled in the indies. And I'm like, oh my God, we're not doing this again. We are not doing this tired ass trope.
Hey,
Ugh,
yeah, and
God.
that one's getting to be a little too NXTE
Yeah,
of its own
yeah.
accord, 'cause you're right. Like that was one where I'm like, "Oh my gosh, like we've done it in the women's division, we've done it in the men's division, we're doing it in the men's division again." I'm like, "Oh my god." It reminds me of, "Hey, this guy won championships all over the world, but can he do it in the WWE?" And it's just like, well, yeah, I mean, you write a story. Like, if you feel like writing in your little book that he's the champion, then yeah, it's gonna happen.
Yeah.
But
Yeah, their script
yeah.
writers made him the champion. What are yours gonna do? That's how he can do it. But yeah, it just this whole segment just seemed forced. Also, Ava, her character is so up and down. Like she's always trying to like keep order and do all this. And something happens and she acts all smug about it. And then she acts like, oh my God, how could you do this? And then she acts all like put off. It's like, can you just pick a consistent, like, because Ricky Saints got the upper hand at the end, right? If I remember.
Yeah, that was the one thing that was weird about the situation to end the show. Because that would be weird if they give Saints a transitional championship back to a guy that's already won it twice.
Yeah.
Like, Trick doesn't need it.
Yeah,
So, like,
to me this
what
seems
are we
like
doing here?
this is the swan song for Trick and he's gone after this. Like he's just got to put Ricky Saints over on the way out. For whatever reason, that's how they want to do it. Because I can't see him winning it again. I just can't.
Oh, yeah.
And then maybe Oba comes back for his swan song match in November or December. And then I don't know. Then that's it. But
Yeah.
then
That
there
one
is
last, that
literally
PLE
no one.
on
There is no one for Ricky
Peacock there.
Saints after those two. Unless they do Javon finally.
Well, and I mean, I feel like we talked about those, a lot of those names last
Right.
week there.
Yeah,
'Cause I mean, we came up with more than none, a lot more than none, but.
yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess we can move over to AEW's. Hey,
Yep.
did you like last month of
Dynamite.
TV? We're gonna give you the same goddamn stories going forward. Except for one or two.
You
Man,
want it,
dude.
you're getting more of it.
Yeah. Oh, did you think Darby and the Death Riders was over? Shame on you. No. We're gonna drag it
Yeah.
out. But we're gonna use the conglomeration as well. Because, jobbers versus the Death Riders. I guess the Dark Order's not around anymore. So, oh my God. That
Well,
Moxley
really,
Kyle O'Reilly thing.
it's jobbers
Oh.
versus other jobbers, considering how much the other Death Riders win outside of Jon Moxley.
Very true. But Moxley had to get a disqualification over Kyle O'Reilly. Really? I know Excalibur said when the going gets tough, Moxley's the first to give up, which is good. They need to explain that. If it was Mark Briscoe or Orange Cassidy, because Orange has had a feud with him. Maybe Orange finally has his number because he's weakened right now. Something.
No.
Kyle O'Reilly, they showed their records when he was coming out. I believe, if I may have this correct, he was 52 and 40.
Oh my
Okay.
God.
Then they had Moxley come out. He's like 47, 8 and 1 or something like that for his AEW career.
Oh
Moxley's been in
man.
there since the beginning of AEW. And Kyle O'Reilly's been there for a year. He's wrestled almost 100 matches. Ugh.
Oh, it's been longer than that that he's been there. I bet you we're getting close to 2 years, actually.
Okay. But, so this guy was
Well,
barely
it's
above 500.
just like normal, the undercard guys wrestle more.
Yeah.
I mean, I've
Yeah.
seen a lot of Kyle O'Reilly matches. Even in AEW, because he's one like, well, yeah, he's getting used because Adam Cole can't be.
Yeah. And boy, he just disappeared. They haven't mentioned him since.
Yeah, that was kind of I saw some report that was, of course, a nothing burger report about we're not sure if he's ever going to come back again. I'm like, yeah, I thought that's where we left things when he was
Yeah,
last
I
on
thought he very
TV.
clearly said he was getting ready
Like
to
that,
retire.
this isn't an update. Like this is the same
Yeah.
information like months later.
Yeah, this is considered clickbait. So.
Shocking why I don't want to click on any of this shit. Because the
Yeah, but
team.
I just couldn't believe the end of this match. A disqualification, sure, whatever.
Oh
But it's
my
like
gosh.
that was what like that
He's
was the
been,
move.
it's been 4 years.
Kyle O'Reilly?
21.
Really? Wow. I had honestly no clue. But
Yeah,
that would make sense. Yeah, that would make sense.
Well, yeah, I mean, Adam Cole's injured himself twice in the time period that they've
Yeah.
been in AEW. Like, and he was out for a year after turning his ankle into soup. So,
Okay, yeah, I actually didn't think of that. All right. But no, the other thing though is
wow.
like I all right, you can have a disqualification because they don't do them very often and that's cool that they don't, right? But that was the move, that was the position of that move. when he Moxie messed up and grabbed the rope and really quick let go of it. I don't know if you noticed.
Oh, yeah.
But after that, like, that's what did it. He wasn't like on the ground with nowhere to go or something.
They
It's
started
just.
building the panic during the match because they had the, which evidently is legally it needs to be called the Juji Gatami, even with Taz not in the announce booth
Yeah.
or in honor of Taz not being in the announce booth, one of the two. And so I mean, they did kind of show a building panic, but I'm more with your main point to start, which is why is Kyle O'Reilly the one getting the benefit here out of this situation? Like
And even like even
it
especially
makes
with
no sense.
The following segment, because wasn't there a tag team match after that, right? With more of the conglomerations, I believe.
Oh yeah, because they came out to say because the Death Riders attacked O'Reilly after the disqualification, and then they started the Orange Cassidy, Mark Briscoe, and Mr. Begrudging, but still there anyway. Roderick Strong taking on Wheeler Yuta, Claudio, and Daniel Garcia.
Right. And then that just broke down Darby, Clips, Claudio, whatever else, right? Oh, and then Mark Briscoe stays in the ring, and that's when Kyle Fletcher comes out. Okay.
No, he went to the back. There was
But Kyle Fletcher came back, was out after this match though, right? No? Oh, okay.
no, it was they did the Mercedes. Oh, I forgot. It basically she was because they had a Mercedes Moné segment, and then Kyle Fletcher did come out after that.
Okay. So
And then
basically,
Mark Briscoe came back out.
okay. See, and that's what I was saying. Like, they kind of wasted the match. Like, it should have been Briscoe and Moxley. And then Briscoe at least have more of a leg to stand on fighting or going confronting Fletcher. Hey, I just beat a former 3-time AWA champion. I know it's a disqualification, but at least there's something there.
You can still sell it. Yeah.
Yeah, and plus a far more interesting match. But anyways, I'm not off the Briscoe tr the tra train wagon, whatever. But
Yeah, it's
it
just
just seemed
like
like
you said,
simple
story-wise,
logic.
it would have worked better if they
Yeah.
had flipped opponents.
Yes,
Yeah,
and.
it's one of those oversights that probably happens more times than it needs to in AEW.
Yeah, so that would have made more sense because none of these matches mattered other than, just a way to continue Darby and the Death Riders, and, that was like, but that was just like one of the overarching themes of the show is like, Darby's not done with the Death Riders. Well, you just beat Moxley. You proved your point. And I know.
And you made him say I quit. Darby Allin is never going to be a heel, but it's also I think we've talked about it a couple of times recently where the guy just digs in and does some really heely things like this, where it's just like, dude, you won the war. Like, you're just being a dickhead now.
Well, I guess he didn't win the war because they're still around. He won the first battle. But it's like if the two generals duke it out, shouldn't that really be the end?
And again, to go back to the segment just before that, Jon Moxley is a broken general right now.
Yeah, and he just kind of blew it off. Did you notice that in the I did like the promo. I didn't really like Darby's. Him just yelling he'll die for this. Like, okay, whatever, dude.
Oh, yeah,
Honestly,
death
one of the
being
first
involved is
like,
always dumb.
yeah, like one of the first like fails. I'm still a Darby fan, but I just didn't think it was good. But Moxley has his. He's like, yeah, I lost that battle, or I got knocked up. I came up short. And I'm just gonna get up and prove that we're still the best. I'm like, dude, you're the only person that wins in your group.
No.
So you can't say you're the best when no one wins jack anything. So
Yeah, they win a match on Collision once every month,
yeah.
and but they lose their other two matches that are on Collision during said month. Just
Yeah.
like, nope, bad record here.
Yeah. And I'll give John a lot of credit. He's gotten himself in really good shape too. Like it's really starting to show what good shape he's getting himself into. So good for him. I mean, it wasn't too long ago. He was, going through rehab and all that other stuff. And
Yeah, definitely seems to be
so,
treating him well, not to be
yeah.
drinking alcohol.
Yeah, so that's pretty awesome.
Yep, kudos to him.
Yeah, it's, I don't know why I decided to say that, but whatever. But yeah, but it's like they come out and Darby does this, and then the conglomerations fight. I'm like, you got these losers? And then I just went, oh, it really is one guy for each side. Because Mark
Yeah.
Briscoe never wins. So it's just Darby and Moxley. And then a bunch of nothing. So.
Yeah. Mark Briscoe is much closer to Darby Allin status than anyone in the Death Riders is to John Moxley status. That is for sure.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah. But I know we skipped something, but it's like whatever for right
Well,
now.
no, the next thing up here, just because we can just talk about it in general here, because they had the women's tag team match where the winner
Oh.
of the match got to choose their opponent for the upcoming tournament. I'd be kind of pissed if I was one of the other set of four teams that did not get a chance to pick an opponent.
Yeah.
Because it's an eight team bracket. So only half of the field got a chance at this. There's some real random teams thrown together here, and I don't. Yeah, so I guess at the end of the day, because oh, this must be the end of the day. Oh, yeah, because this is announcing all the participants, what I'm looking at right now. Because, yeah, it was Willow and Harley Cameron. Because who else? Oh, it was Megan Bain and Penelope, Jamie
Yeah, how did you
Hayter and.
forget that? And
Oh,
Queen
okay. Well, I.
Amidala.
Yeah, and Sky Blue and Julia Hart were in the match. Well, just because I didn't feel like scrolling up, I was like, oh, fuck, which four teams were in it? So those are the four teams that were in it. The four teams that were not in it, I had no idea that Alex Windsor and Riho were a team. We did at least
No.
get a segment for Toni Storm and Mina Shirakawa. I mean, it was all Shirakawa, but at least it was something. Did Tay Mello and Anna Jay get anything?
I don't remember. That
And
I don't
then,
remember.
yeah, I don't really remember them having anything on the show. I did enjoy the Mercedes Moné and Athena segment back
Well,
in the parking lot after the cake incident.
yeah. Okay, so that women's match really kind of embodies the frustration with the women's division in AEW. You have two titles, TBS and then your Women's World. You're setting up a feud with all those women between Mercedes and Chris Statlander.
Oh, yep.
Your two champions are feuding instead of you've got, well, there were eight women
Oh.
there and there's eight women outside of it. And it's like, this is what you're doing. Motivations keep changing. It's like there's no reason for women's tag team titles. Sorry, there's not. Because there's no
They,
real teams.
yeah, and they still don't have enough women to support the WWE barely has enough women, and that's the reason why that's the Is that the only floating championship now?
Yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's even the WWE, which has gobs and gobs of women, it's like, nah, we can only do one at, one set of tag team championships. AEW, despite the fact that they do at least have plenty of talent on their roster, also as witness, I mean, hey, if you can have 16 people involved in one tournament, like you have at least 16 women, and I know this isn't the whole roster. So I mean, yeah, they have enough women to make the singles championships important, but like you said, they're having the two singles champions fight again because I mean, and we just saw this. It was just that it was Toni Storm and Mercedes Moné, and my immediate fear just hit me. I'm like, oh my gosh, is Statlander going to be the one to drop it to Moné? Like, I have a hard time believing that they're going to pull like a Roman Reigns level. Hey, we're gonna have Monet lose three times before finally pulling off the big one at WrestleMania, and then having her go on the rip for like seven straight Wrestle Dreams or All Ins or whatever winning streak.
Yeah, with the Monet thing's a clear problem, but then really how their women's tag team or how their women's division is utilized, and then especially we can't ignore this. Did you see poor Penelope Ford's arm? Like she
Oh,
okay, so during the
no.
match, when Megan Bain did her dive through the ropes and Penelope Ford dove off the top rope, I think it was a backflip on the people. She didn't get caught, so she got the part of her legs where she came down. She went down like a push-up position to break her fall. Her elbow buckled, and she immediately grabbed it. That wasn't selling. Like that was real. So you saw her get on the apron and she's just like flailing around, I guess trying to pop it back in. I'll be very curious to find out what happened. But then she got back in the ring. She's tough because Jamie Hayter kept grabbing that arm. And you could see her like talking, and then they did that whole thing where they're holding her out like the crucifix, and then Amanda gave her the headbutt, and then Jamie Hayter hit her with the arm.
Oh, yeah, with the lariat,
The
yeah.
lariat, yeah. But you can see, like, before that, she's over there just like grimacing. Like,
Oh, okay, yeah, I did not notice that.
yes. And I'm like, you're beating this girl's ass and her elbow's fucked up. Like, God, someone pay attention. Unless she's like, whatever.
I mean,
And
they
that was
ended
part of
it
the
pretty
thing.
quick.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a
So.
headbutt and a clothesline, and we got a pin. So, I mean, she did get medical attention pretty
Yeah.
quickly.
Which, by the way, that's a killer finishing move. I mean, if you
I
really
love,
think about that, you'd be out.
I, yeah, I loved that combo. Like that was one of those things that I didn't know what to expect out of those two being seemingly a random team thrown together. I'm like, I could dig this as a finisher. Like
Yeah.
that was the first thing that came to mind. I was like, oh man, that's quite a combo.
The most effective finishing moves are always the easiest ones. Like these over convoluted things, like, hey, whatever, man. But yeah, and then so we had the Mercedes Moné thing. Listen, the 12 belts thing, whatever.
Oh yeah,
Whatever, it is what it is by now.
we've disparaged that enough at this
Who
point. That
cares?
horse is dead and buried.
Now, if you're speaking of dead and buried, that puppet's dead and buried. That thing did not work. No, like no one was cheering. It was like, what's happening here? And then when she shoved the puppet's face in the cake, I thought that was pretty funny because she's still miming it. And then I'm like, this is still stupid, right? Because if you listen to Monet, she wasn't exactly wrong. Like, this is pathetic. What are you doing?
Well, And this was more my problem with the segment. It just didn't feel like Monet had conviction in those words at all to me.
Yeah, it's kind of like whatever. Like we're back to this again.
Yeah, it was almost like there really wasn't enough indignation for what she was going through in some ways.
Yeah.
You know, like she should have been, she should have disdained, because it was almost like she, and maybe now I'm finally thinking about it, like she almost put up with the gimmick for too long to when she first came out for the segment, because she let the puppet talk for like a minute. Just like, if you're going to be mad about it, shouldn't you have been mad about it off the hop and just kicked her ass like before even talking to Renee? I mean,
Yeah.
'cause it's, I mean, Renee's there to be thrown away most of the time anyway.
All the time. She tried backstage with Statlander. Did you notice that? She
Oh
would not let
yeah.
go of the mic, and Statlander did a twirl and was like, just got it away from her. And
Yeah.
like, there's no reason for backstage interviewers if that happens all the time. Even Joe tried doing it with Tony Schiavone. He did do it. There was somebody else that was constantly holding the mic with him.
Yeah, it yeah, AEW is the land of weird backstage segments where, you know, more times than not in the WWE, they just let the interviewer hold the mic like a proper person and do an interview. But AEW, it's just like, what the, what, why does this keep happening? Or variations of this keep on happening.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really weird. But yeah, I just had a lot of problems with that segment in general. Like I said, like I guess it's more dawning on me now that Monet just should have been fed up with it from Jump Street the second
Yeah.
she, because she was the second person to show up, she should have been mad about it right off the hop. And I think that actually would have made the segment work for me better than like her letting the puppet talk and do her shtick and then getting fed up with it. It's just
Yeah.
like, why'd you wait that long? Like, I
Well,
know that the last minute wasn't what pissed you off. Like, you've been dealing with this shit for like months. Like, I definitely
but
under, and basically, I feel like hasn't Cameron lost to her anytime they have had a match?
yes. Yes.
So it's
Every
just
time they've
like,
had a match, she's lost.
yeah, it's just like, no, nah, I've kicked your ass enough. Like, I'm done with this. And then it's also weird that Harley Cameron's like, yeah, I'll be your bait, Chris Statlander. I'll get my ass kicked so that you can put Mercedes Moné through a cake. Like, 'cause she shouldn't really have that much animosity towards Moné herself, really.
Right.
I know that she's been rejected by her, but it's also like she's been upfront about it. It's not like she tried to stab her in the back or anything. Harley Cameron's like, be my friend. She's like, no, get the fuck away from me. Like, and she's been consistent with it. Like, I, no matter what I say about Monet's character, that part has definitely been consistent. So yeah. Really making me more upset now that she wasn't upset just to start with. She should
Right.
have put that doll's face in the cake. Yeah, caked
Yeah.
that doll like
Or
just
just not humor, not
right off the
humored
hop.
it at all. Ripped it off her
Yeah.
hand and threw it away, you know? But
Oh.
the
Yeah.
here's the thing. The segment worked in the end because Statlander came in and dunked her face in the cake. Someone finally gets an upper hand on Monet. Makes her look
Oh.
stupid, whatever. And she played it to the hilt. This was, I think, the
No.
first time where I went, oh, she's actually playing along for a change. Because it's always been something. She fake acts, whatever else. And it's like she finally overacted and it worked far better than her just blowing it off. So
Yeah.
then even
The
backstage,
cake
she's
stuff was pretty
upset.
funny.
Yeah.
Oh
And
yeah, and the backstage segment up to when Athena came in was pretty funny too, from
yes,
Monet.
and Athena's like, let's do this together and do this. She's like, yeah, that sounds pretty good. Now, why she's agreeable, I don't know, but whatever. So, you know.
Yeah, because they, like you said, they, and that is the problem. There's just an ADD problem there in general with Tony Khan's product, where it's just like, oh, there's a new belt, well, let's go after it. And it's just like, well, what happened to the other 12 belts that you have?
Yeah, well, whatever.
Or at least the one
It's...
that's actually on your regular TV here that
Does
we're
Chili Willy
watching.
Wrestling in Fargo, North Dakota's women's championship really matter to you? No.
No.
So who cares? Like, it's
No.
no one can name them all without going to Wikipedia because it doesn't matter. So,
Oh yeah, and I don't even feel like looking that one up right
no.
now.
But yeah, so, you know, I actually liked that segment just for the end. Like an actual
Oh.
comeuppance, and
Yeah.
cool. Now Statlander should not lose to her. I know
Oh.
Statlander's reign's not exactly going great because the crowd's not exactly behind her, but no.
Yeah,
So.
it's still as much as we like her, that was another awkward build thing that really has not received a lot of help. And then also, like, even the announcers are pointing it out, where it's just like, oh, Harley Cameron has had like 12 different friends here recently. Like, is there going to be another women's group? Revolving weirdly around Harley Cameron, who is the one that's always losing. But yeah,
So,
it's so
what else
confusing.
did we miss? We had the opening match, which I'm sorry, should have been a pay-per-view match. The Ops versus the Hurt Syndicate. How is this on TV for free? Honestly, that's stupid. That is stupid.
Yeah, honestly, the only things we really didn't cover in one way or the other was A, that beginning, and B, the main event. Because the main event can also take care of the other Don Callis shenanigans that are always involved in an AEW
Okay,
show
so
these days.
in all seriousness, oh, all right, what? Oh, we'll get to that side, the main event.
Yeah,
But
but you're correct. That opening match, it just feels like, if nothing else, you build to that for one of your shows that you give a name on Dynamite and or
yeah,
Collision, you
yep.
know, like on a Title Tuesday. Okay, fine. Like you guys have a little more time in between pay-per-views than the WWE has. Cool. Like you said, why are we throwing this out here just for shits and giggles almost? And really, it was a vehicle to help and as you've been pointing out, further a feud that we thought was already done. Looks like the Hurt Syndicate is done with the demand, but nope. That was the only thing that marred this match, was
Well,
just
what
the
marred this
fact that
match also was MVP being stupid. He's watching Ricochet and he's like, oh, I'm gonna do my move now. Like, man, you
aren't you the
know?
old guy that knows every trick in the book? But
Yeah.
somehow this trick that is super, super obvious is going to get by you.
Yeah, it's like this tool. You know, like, man, that's all. But I was already put off, like, because look, the Hurt Syndicate and the Ops, big men and big men. Yeah, I'm down for it. And the Shibata, who's not exactly a small dude, is the smallest guy.
Yeah, it
So
is kind of funny. Yeah,
yeah.
Shibata is pretty tanky, and he's the small one in the match.
Yes. So this needs to be run back again as an actual feud because you have this match and then they start talking about, oh, did you see, I did like Joe's tribute to Charles Barkley talking about San Antonio women. That's where that comes from. He's supposed to
Okay.
say, oh, you got some big old women here in San Antonio. It's an ongoing Charles Barkley joke.
Okay.
And it's great.
Was unaware. Does maybe make a little more sense that
Yeah.
felt like that was out of the blue, in
Yep.
my opinion.
And also Hobbs just playing right into it. I was like, ah, it's funny.
Yeah.
But you still have like Joe still talking about Hangman Page. And it's like, you're the six man tag team champions, Dan. Like, and Joe's argument
Oh,
made no sense. Like, you're not the
yeah.
best if I'm around. You just lost. I don't understand this feud. He loses, attacks him, and now we're gonna build him another match. This makes no sense. So I've never
No.
understood this wrestling logic. I you beat me when we're even. Now I'm gonna turn bad so I get another match. Okay, that's just wrestling though. So
Yeah. Just sometimes it seems to make more sense than it does in this case.
yeah. But so that's all I really had for that. I mean, the Hurt Syndicate
Yeah.
selling like crazy, it was great. Oh, there were the Bucks. They're going to be in another $400,000 match, which, by
Match
the
with
way,
the Bucks.
I enjoy that it's only $400,000 this time. It's not 500. Like, the matches are basically going to get to this match for $1,000
Well, it
better.
almost I almost would be kind of entertained just because they got to keep the whole purse last time. If Nick's just stuck with $100,000, it would almost be funnier, like FTR, or if Stokely ends up claiming part of it so that the Young Bucks actually get less than half. Like he needs to
They
get
get $90,000.
$50,000 for a finder's fee or something like that, so
No,
the
80,000.
Young
Yeah,
Bucks are stuck with less money, even
that'd
less
be,
than half
yeah.
would be kind. But I mean, yeah, this is another one where I'm enjoying the shit out of this the Young Bucks stuff with them not having money.
Yeah, I am too. So.
It's been really entertaining. And yeah, they did continue that streak here on this show.
And it's simple, fun stuff like that. Like, I don't understand why Tony Khan keeps giving him money matches, though. So I think that needs to be explained. But whatever, it is whatever, it is what it is.
Yeah.
Now, can we talk about the main event? And I've got a few
Yeah,
different
that's the
thoughts.
last thing on the list here. Last
So
thing before we talk about beer, or I talk about
it
beer.
was nice. It was nice to see Okada show up again. That was really cool. Because that match was really good.
I was thinking to myself that he looks in a little better shape than he has for a lot of the AEW run. And not that he was ever a big bulky guy, but I do feel like the man has leaned up a little bit here as of late.
Yeah, and it's he's wrestling like he used to. I enjoyed the shit out of this match. Should this have been on free TV? No, not at all. Is Bandido still the Ring of Honor champion?
Yes.
Okay. All right, because he is a tag team champion too. So,
Yeah,
yeah.
again, the AEW ADD is pretty terrible.
So,
Pretty
the Ring of
terrible.
Honor champion against the United Cha Unified Champion. This should have been on pay-per-view as well. This should have been built up. And you could have still had the same result, unless and people seem to think they're actually building Okada and Takeshita for the Tokyo Dome for Wrestle Kingdom. That's crazy if they do that.
That honestly might have been the wildest thing about, as much as I did enjoy the match, because I mean I've liked Bandido for a long ass time, like because I definitely remember seeing him in Ring of Honor pre Tony Khan purchasing and liked him then, still like him now. And Okada, like you said, but at least when he's checked in during his AEW time, the man still knows how to deliver an awesome match. But yeah, the continuing problems between Okada and Takeshita is something that has been a running story, and we're not that far away from the Tokyo Dome. You could run this until that time. Oh boy.
Yeah, but I
I mean
don't want this to drag out.
I don't want Don Callis to have bragging rights that both of his men are there. But it's also kind of awkward where these guys have just left. And I mean, this is one even where it's just like, huh, he's the IWGP heavyweight champion? Like, I honestly couldn't believe that Takeshita. That is
Yeah,
just
he's
such a
not the
weird.
Divas champion. Oh, okay.
It's
That
such a
belt's
weird
god awful.
dynamic.
So
Such a weird, you know, like it's different when it's TNA and NXT because you're on the same continent. There isn't the largest ocean in the world separating you. You know,
Yeah.
like there are just travel issues and yeah, I don't know. That's to me, that's a weird build. I guess it's a good match. Obviously, New Japan at least likes Takeshita enough to make him champion, you know? Like
Yeah.
I suppose you don't agree to this happening without at least being party to it. Like I can't imagine that Tony Khan's holding the gun to their proverbial heads to have this happen.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's, I mean, I can't remember the event that he wanted at, but it didn't draw well with him in the main event. Now, I'm not sure, you know, New Japan's not exactly burning it up. But at the same time, that's not a promising sign. You know, it's like if it's supposed to be the coronation of Takeshita, well, no one cared.
Yeah,
You
went
know?
over like a fart in church.
Yeah, less people cared about it. So, but no, like this match should have been a pay-per-view match because quietly, as much as I love Gunther and as much as I still think he's the best wrestler in the world, Bandido has put on some of the best matches all year, and no one's seen them because they're in Ring of Honor.
Yeah, he
And
definitely suffers from the ROH vortex.
yeah, and it's too bad. Like, it is just too
Yep.
bad. This guy's great. He showed it. He showed it on live TV, and I know he lost, and I know he's shown it in his in the tag team matches too. But an individual Bandido match is something far different than being in the ring with Brody King, and with Brody King by his side. So,
Yeah, because they've
I,
actually those two guys have done a good job of being a tag team. Is it
yeah.
weird and random still that they got together? Yes. Have they done a good job of coming up with tag team moves that are exclusive to them, or maybe not exclusive to them, but you know, definitely made up for the team? Yeah. So okay, cool. Like I mean, they've kind of done
Yeah.
their thing. But yeah, it definitely is different than just a standalone Bandido match.
Yeah. And it's, I don't like him losing because he's been on such a streak. And that's just what, that's what Tony Khan doesn't care. But
Yep,
it's
I
okay,
mean
fine, dude. But
we've talked about how many times you know, I feel like it's every week that we do this show about an ROH champion losing on AEW TV. 'Cause I mean Mina Shirakawa wasn't a couple of weeks ago she was still the ROH TV champ or something like that and lost on
interim TV champion.
and oh that's what oh my God that was a
Yes.
segment. Well I had not realized that until I think did Tony Khan say something in his brief actual appearance or someone else said it. I'm just like, oh my God, that was only interim?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, because I think, was it Red Velvet was the champion? She got hurt, I believe.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But
Again,
yeah, I
unaware of happenings in ROH. They may as well have not happened on planet Earth.
yeah, and that sucks. So, but
Yep.
I know we skipped Kyle Fletcher, but whatever. I don't care.
We don't need to bag on him any more than we have already.
No, but yeah. AEW is such a mixed bag this week. And like good stuff that shouldn't have been good stuff on free TV. You know,
Oh.
it, you should have made people pay to see this
Yeah.
and built it up, but.
Actually, well, that's kind of weird. I kind of complain about just the matches being good, but these were actually good enough to stand out, which was kind of wild. Just 'cause yeah, AEW sometimes has so many good matches, you just start to glaze over a little bit.
Yeah, and it's like most of the matches actually mattered this week, which I thought was good. Because most of the time they just have matches that matches, but
Uh-oh.
you know, so
Yeah.
whatever. It's we have oh we forgot Halloween Havoc is Saturday, which Michigan,
Yeah.
Michigan State's on, so I won't be paying that close of attention, but it'll be on one of the TVs.
Yeah, much like oh. I'm actually free Saturday night. Okay, I guess Kevin has a date with himself.
Oh boy. Take
So,
that for
there
what
we
you
go.
want.
Yep. Bell
Yeah.
Time beer of the show. Vellum Brewing out of the fine city of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Cranbies. It's their cranberry sour ale, 5% alcohol. This is one that my younger brother got for me at some juncture. Tastes like cranberry, tastes like a sour ale. Not super soury, very drinkable, quite honestly. And even though there's cranberry in there, not super sour. I don't know. You don't really taste the sweetness, but there is something offsetting it in there that makes it not super punchy in the mouth sour. But still, like I said, quite tasty. If you like cranberries and you happen to be in Pennsylvania, go to Vellum Brewing. So there's that from at DeFrango 11. He is at Granny Maze. The brand is at Stunt Granny. Rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. And you can download us at any other places like iHeartRadio and YouTube Music. Have a good night, grandkids.
Later, gang.